Good morning, my friends who are reading Romans 14 with me today as we walk with Jesus. The picture that I have in my notes for you there was taken about 2 weeks ago at a church in Georgia, which is passionate about being a place and a people that attracts others to Jesus. This is the church which has produced the movies that you and I have seen, Facing the Giants, Fireproof, Courageous, War Room, and most recently, Overcomer. You may recognize Ken Bevel, one of their pastors, who had a lead role in the Courageous movie. Notice, please, what they've written on the wall in their large foyer. According to Pastor Ken, that phrase motivates the people of this church to be attractive rather than offensive. I'm sure you've noticed there's a wide variety of Christian faith and lifestyle, even here in America, and that diversity is expanded significantly when you visit the Global Church of Jesus in other cultures. Romans 14 speaks to this issue of unity and mutual respect in diversity. Accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters, Paul writes in Romans 14, verse 1. We all come from different family and church backgrounds, different life experiences. While people all become true Christians through the same experience of sin, repentance, and faith in Jesus Christ's atonement work on the cross and his resurrection, isn't it fascinating to see how the Holy Spirit works differently in transforming all of us from who we were before Jesus to who we are as we walk with Jesus and become more like him? Evidently, among the Roman Christians, there was a good bit of finger-pointing going on, as some were quick to point out what they felt was spiritual immaturity in others. As we read through this 14th chapter today, may I invite us to ask some important questions of ourselves. How do I respond when I sense someone is critical of me or judging me for something based on their personal or church traditions or convictions which I don't happen to share? For instance, what is permissible to do on Sunday? Shop, mow the grass, participate in a sports tournament, attend a professional sports event, work my normal job, etc. Or, how do I respond when a fellow Christian does something that to me seems outside the boundaries of appropriate Christian behavior? For instance, social or private drinking of alcohol or wine, participating in office or neighborhood sports betting pool, wearing clothing or swimsuit that I feel is provocative, cursing, temper tantrums, flirtatiousness. You may remember Paul dealt with this issue with the Corinthian Christians as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 to 20 says, "Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord." And in these verses, Paul issues a strong challenge that all Christians live morally pure lives, especially in their sexuality. Paul also wrote in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 23 to 31, "Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is constructive. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble." And here, Paul speaks out about diet and other aspects of lifestyle, always being God-honoring. In both sections of 1 Corinthians and here in Romans 14, Paul celebrates that our relationship with Jesus Christ frees us from living under a legalistic code of laws, but at the same time, since the Holy Spirit lives within us and we're adopted as God's children through our salvation experience, we now have the privilege of living for God's honor and glory. So, rather than being worried about crossing the line and doing something wrong, we are motivated to live lives that honor God and draw a watching world to this abundant life in Christ. So Paul writes in Romans 14, 12 to 19, "So then each of us will give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. Let us make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification." Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it, my friends? It means we each evaluate our own behavior and attitudes based on a simple question: am I drawing people to Jesus or causing them to resist a relationship with Jesus? Am I helping people love and grow in God's Word, or resist and maybe even reject it? Finally, my friends, do you see Paul challenges us to self-restraint if it will help someone else draw closer to Jesus? Look at verse 21. It is better to not eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that will cause your brother to fall. So what do you think about that, my friends? Are we making every effort to be aware of how our lifestyle choices, our attitudes, our words are affecting everyone our lives touch? Are we even asking those we trust to help us evaluate our impact on other people? Are we so concerned that something in our life might be offensive to others, to the point that they might distance themselves from Jesus because of us? Did you know that the fastest growing spiritual grouping of people in America is now called the Dones? That's spelled D-O-N-E-S. These are people of all ages who used to be church attending and considered themselves Christians, but they have been hurt, wounded, offended by clergy or church politics or other Christians to the point that they have withdrawn from any participation in any church. Oh, most would be quick to say they still have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and they are nurturing it through online worship and reading their Bible, but they simply are done with church. Do you know anyone like that? Now, before we pick up stones to throw at them, stop for a moment and consider your journey with churches that you've been part of. Then consider this more difficult question. Is it possible that you and I have been part of wounding or offending so that someone might actually be staying away of church, away from church, because of us? Would you agree, my friends, that authentic Christianity is contagious? It's attractive, it's effervescent, it's genuine, it's loving and friendly and empathetic and caring. It's not judgmental or critical or demeaning or bitter. That's part of why I prefer the phrase Christ follower to Christian. As you and I walk with Jesus today and every day, it's my hope and prayer that we are contagious Christ followers and that everyone who has any connection with you feels blessed because you are in their life. Hey, let's talk with Jesus about Romans 14 and how it looks in our lives, our worship, our relationships. Lord Jesus Christ, would you help us see what you see when you look at us? We want to draw people to you, not push them away. Help us be contagious Christians and fully aware of anything in our lives that's offensive. And I pray it in Jesus' name.